This is Peter Sergey. Last Friday on Juneteenth, I, as well as fellow radio intern Matthew Lee, attended the Roll with Black Lives March that started at the Albany Skate Park in Washington Park and went all the way down to Jennings Landing. While there, I interviewed local organizer Lukey Forbes, who was also in charge of the 518 Peacekeepers, this group of people who were making sure everyone at the protest stayed safe. This is our interview. This is Peter Sergey, HMM producer with Lukey Forbes. How are you, Lukey?
I'm doing all right.
So how would you describe your role at this protest?
So my role at this protest right now, I'm just one of the speakers, and I'm also just making sure that everything stays safe here.
So I've seen a lot of these 518 peacekeepers around here. So how would you describe their role? Like, what do they do that police don't do?
Again, we just keep the community safe. We make sure that we keep a full grounds on who is entering our groups, making sure that no antagonizer are entering our groups or anything like that. We make sure that even the police aren't using excessive force. And if we see a police officer trying to use excessive force, our first thing to do is intervene, get our people far away, and try to contact one of their supervisors to remove that officer. And we've done this before. If you look at my Facebook page, we actually recently just had to really do this on Western Avenue with one of those cops who were overly aggressive. If you look at my Facebook page, which is my name, Lukey Forbes, Lukeeforbes, you'll see that.
So what are your thoughts on police abolition, and how do your peacekeepers like fit into this kind of effort of police abolition?
So I feel that our peacekeepers are doing a wonderful job. We helped identify the criminals that were out in Troy trying to cause harm to individuals that were riding around with guns. They had multiple guns, and we were the ones who identified that. We were the ones who identified the antagonizers in Albany and Schenectady and other places that we've been to. It wasn't the police who identified these people, because the police aren't really on the ground with the people, and they don't really have relationships with the community as we do. And another thing that we're here that we don't do that they do is we check ourselves. The police officers don't check themselves, nor do they have any accountability or really any respect for leadership. And the only thing that they actually do have respect for is their blue cloak of silence. And another thing about the police that's different than us is the police actually are infected with a criminal organization within their groups. There have been multiple police officers who've committed heinous crimes. I'll just drop down a few. Officer Kelly, who killed Dante. There's the officers who paralyzed Elazar. It was recently the officers who kidnapped Kimani Addison, where they literally took him out of his car and tased him. They slammed him on the ground. They sprained his girlfriend's arm, and then they also jumped in the car and stole it, took it to the pound. And they weren't charged with kidnapping. They weren't charged with assault. They weren't charged with grand larceny, nor were they charged with illegal detainment. They even charged him with a false crime, a riot, when no riot started.
Wow.
And Greg McGee, their union president, has been covering up for these cops. He has been protecting these cops with full knowledge of their crime, which makes him a conspirator to their crimes and their criminal organization. And when I just recently made this announcement of how the community feels, how he is connected with these crimes because he is the one protecting them, he responded to me by saying that he wasn't a racist and that he'd never advocated for any heinous crimes, which I never said. I said he was a criminal, and I said that he was protecting these criminals and he was covering up for these criminals, that he was the leader of these criminals because they voted for him.
Yeah.
And chose him as their gang leader, which he is.
Like, no one is asking him to be not racist. They're asking him to be not criminal.
I'm asking him to be not criminal. I've never said anything about him being racist. He felt that himself.
So someone else told me that you've made the news yourself. Could you tell me about that?
So, yeah, I've made the news several times, just basically, again, speaking for the community. I'm actually an advocate for the community. And recently, they just had a forum at the Times Union Center that I was invited to, that I should have been in. But unfortunately, because I speak the truth and I speak what's really going on, how the community really feels, they didn't allow me in that room to speak to those law enforcement agencies and tell them about themselves.
Wow.
Yeah, they definitely blackballed me. And this is why.
Matthew here. So can you give me a little bit of the history of the 518 Peacekeepers? How'd you guys start?
So the 518 Peacekeepers started around the same time that all of this kind of started with the George Floyd incident. And we did not start off as a group. Mm. We all met each other within these protests.
Like and friends, yeah. Mm.
We all had the same mission, keep everyone here safe. Identify the antagonizers. Stop them from being able to manipulate our people and cause crimes to happen. And also, we wanted to stop them, the media and other things, from misrepresenting our communities and things like that. So this is kind of what started the 518 Peacekeepers and the One People United.
That's good. And to wrap up, what would you like to see next with the 518 Peacekeepers? In particular, how do you think the future of Albany should look like?
So the future of Albany with us, I really feel as if the 518 Peacekeepers have shown their ability to really keep our community safe and work together with other law enforcement agencies to really keep the community safe and keep everyone really staying alive and going home, and no one really be antagonizing anyone, because we're the mediators. The police, they don't know how to mediate.
Definitely.
The community, they're angry at the police. So we're the ones that step in between, and we push both sides to the side.
That's great.
Well, thank you so much. This wraps up our interview.
I appreciate it.